We've all done it. You drive by the dealership and a certain car catches your eye. Maybe it's the color, maybe it's the sleek style. Whatever the reason, you picture yourself driving it down the road. Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. It's time to stop dreaming and take that first step in getting yourself behind the wheel of a new vehicle. At First Bank Hampton, you'll get friendly local service with competitive rates and affordable terms. So go ahead, stop and look at that new or pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, then let us help you finance your dream vehicle. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the new superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville School Districts. That's Mark Olmsted, as we're going to talk about his new position, as well as a bond vote that's set to be there for the North Butler School District coming up in September. Mr. Olmsted, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
You bet, Mitch. It is my pleasure.
So let's begin, Mr. Olmsted, before we get into this bond issue and what's ahead for North Butler and Clarksville. Just kind of give us an idea of who you are and where you're from and all that.
Absolutely. So I actually grew up in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. I have a large family, come from a large family in that area, but I've been away for 26 years in the educational field, and when the position opened up and I saw it posted, I knew it was something that I was interested in and wanted to explore, and since I stepped foot on the campuses for my interview, I have just been amazingly surprised how welcoming everybody has been, and I could not be more excited to get the school year started and get to meet everyone and all the students and the families in the districts.
Officially took over on July 1st, taking over for Joel Foster, who resigned following the 2020-21 school year. So for the 2021-22 school year, what do you think is kind of the biggest challenge facing school districts like North Butler here as we approach the new school year then, Mr. Olmsted?
You know, that's a great question, and I think one of the main priorities, Mitch, is just getting students and families back into that routine. Obviously, with the pandemic and some of the changes and challenges that school districts have faced over the last 2 years, I think it's a priority just to get students back into that learning routine and get them back in the classroom and to address any potential learning loss that students may have experienced over the last 24 months, but just getting students and families back into that routine where they feel comfortable and safe and can once again participate and have those wonderful opportunities that we offer in both districts.
Again, we are talking with Mark Olmsted, the new superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville School Districts, officially taking over on July 1st. Hard to believe that school is starting here in just under a month, Mr. Olmsted.
It is. The summer always goes fast, which for me, being new and coming into the district, being the new superintendent, I am probably much more excited than most of the students and staff, but August 23rd will be here very soon, and like I said, I could not be more excited to meet all the students and the families and the entire staff, and just to get the year started, just the excitement around the beginning of a new school year. This is my 27th year in education, is starting a new school year, but each year brings that new excitement. And I am certainly excited to get the year started.
You come from English Valleys and Iowa Valley School District. So, Mr. Olmsted, another question I have for you. Of course, earlier this week here on Radio On The Go News, we did announce that you had a special meeting earlier this week regarding a resolution on the election of the issuance of over $19 million in general obligation school bonds, talking about constructing and furnishing an athletic competition facility and also to improve existing facilities. Kind of give our listeners an idea of what that's all about.
Absolutely. So we see this as a great opportunity to invest in our future. Many of the buildings here in both Green and Allison just need a little bit of TLC and just updating and refurbishing some of our classrooms. Many of our classrooms have not seen any attention for the last 25 to 30 years. So we see this as an opportunity to bring a vote to the constituents of the North Butler Community School District just to do some of that repurposing and remodeling of our classrooms and updating our facilities. employees, as I said, we do see it as an investment in the future. We know if we are not paying attention to our facilities and updating those facilities, they are falling further and further behind. And families today, we know that families today are much more mobile than they were maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. And one of the first things they look at when they're looking at possibly relocating to a different community is the condition of the school facilities. So we want to make sure we address those so any potential future families that may be looking at relocating are getting a high-quality educational experience when they enter the North Butler Community School District. And certainly one of the ways to do that is to, as I had mentioned, repurpose and remodel and make sure our facilities are offering all students a high-quality educational experience.
Of course, North Butler, not the only school district in our broadcast area going through renovations or possibly going under renovations. Dyke New Hartford there in southeast Butler County, northeast Grundy County, in the midst of a project themselves. I kind of want to talk about, too, then it also talks about the athletic competition facility. Then is that for the high school we're talking about? And if so, what are you guys doing with that?
That is correct. It would be a standalone facility in Green, and right now our current gym facility is over capacity for many of our athletic and fine arts events, and what we are doing is looking at building a new standalone facility that will increase our capacity and allow us to not only have a better experience for our athletes and families and grandparents when they attend those events, but also provide us the opportunity just to host many more events and tournaments and so forth for the region, and just make that a first-class facility that all of our families and student-athletes can be proud of. As I said, and one of the main things is just to increase our capacity for that facility.
Right, sounds really good. Again, we're talking with Mark Olmsted, the new superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville School Districts. Again, the election of the qualified electors of the North Butler Community School District, that election will be held on September 14th here in just under 2 months. And Mr. Olmsted, it's been a pleasure talking with you this afternoon. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go this afternoon?
It's been my pleasure visiting with you, Mitch. We just encourage all our constituents in the district, if they do have questions, to reach out to the school or go on our website, and there's informational pages regarding the bond vote that will take place on September 14th. We also, I want to mention, have some informational meetings that will be coming up. Our first one's going to be held Thursday, August 12th at 6 p.m. at the elementary building here in Allison. And we do have an additional meeting scheduled for Tuesday, September 7th at 6 p.m. at the Junior Senior High School in Green, Iowa. And those are, anyone is welcome to come out and ask questions about the bond vote and get additional information. And all that information is on our webpage, including those meeting dates as well, too. So we encourage anyone, if they have questions about the vote, to reach out to the district, and we will provide as much information as we need to.
As Mr. Olmsted alluded to, again, that election coming up on September 14th. Mr. Olmsted, appreciate the time this afternoon. Thanks for talking with us, and maybe we'll talk down the road as well.
You bet. Thank you very much, Mitch.
All right, that's Mark Olmsted here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Pack up the car, set the navigation, and get ready to begin your next adventure. Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld with First Bank Hampton. Whether you're traveling across the state or to a unique destination, it's a great time to hit the road and explore the sights. When you use your First Bank Hampton debit card now through September 30th, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win a $500 Shazam gift card in the See the Sights Rewards debit card promotion. The more you use your First Bank Hampton debit card, the more chances you'll have to win. Don't have a debit card? Stop into First Bank Hampton and apply today. Member FDIC.